Thank you very much, Rabbi Marcus. When I was first asked to address the conference on the topic of Ochiach Tochiach as part of the conference theme of the effectiveness of the Rab, can you hear me? How can you say no? Effectiveness of the Rabbi. My first thought was that I was invited to give an address, to speak, evaluate, assess how we are doing in our roles as rabbis. But since the title was Ochiach Tochiach, I thought that the first thing I have to do is go through the sugya, so that whatever I have to say of contemporary relevance would grow out of the halachic background of the mitzvah. So I set about studying with my chavrusa, who helped me very much in this. He's one of the newer members of the rabbinic alumni, Rabbi Mark Dratch, who also happens to be married to my daughter. And as a result of our learning together, I decided that the material is so interesting that I would convert it from a talk about something contemporary to a talk about something timeless. And instead of my drawing conclusions from the material, I would rather try to be mevara the sugya, and any conclusions that are drawn, I'm sure you are perfectly capable of drawing yourself. So let me divide this talk to two parts. First, to try to understand the Rambam, about five halachas in the Rambam that speak about this, and then we shall go on from that to an understanding of certain other inyonim that grow out of the Gemara and Rishonim. Let's begin with the Rambam. The Rambam covers two sides. I'm not quite, Rabbi Avrik will have to be the Moira Derech. Here it is. It starts with Perek Shishi on top. This is the sixth Perek of Hilchas Deis. And the first several halachas speak of the mitzvah of Avas, Seveim, Dibuk Chachomim, and so on, Avas Ager. I would like to start with Halacha Hey, where our problems really begin. And if you will read from Halacha Hey to the end of Halacha Tes on the opposite side. And let me go over it with you very quickly. Halacha Hey tells us that Kol Asonei Echad Mi Yisrael Belibo, if you hate someone in your heart, Over Belosase, you're over Alav, Shenema Lesisna Sachicha Belvavecha. You don't get Malkas for this love, Lefi Shein Bo Masa. Interestingly, the Avera is hating in your heart, an inner enmity towards another Jew. But, where am I? But if you revile somebody or strike him, even though you're not permitted to do so, nevertheless, you're not hating. At that time, you're doing. Lysisna is simply a halacha of sina shebelev. Halacha vav, kishiyechta ish li ish, if one person sins against another, lo yistemenu v'yishtoik, he should not merely hate him and keep his peace and be silent about it. Kamo shenema bereshoyim v'lo diber avshalom es amnon me'umar l'mirah v'atov kisanei avshalom es amnon, as it says with Avshalom, who was a rasha, he hated Amnon and therefore simply didn't talk with him. In other words, it's better to have words with your wife and not to talk at all. Ela mitzvah alav lahodio velomalo. The mitzvah is to be open about it and to say to him, Loma asisali kafakach, loma chatosali bedovar plani. You have to say, why did you do this? Why did you sin against me? Shenema, hocheach tochiach asem yisecha. You shall reproach your friend. Vimchazal abikishimeno limcho, etzalech limcho. And if he asks you, if he apologizes, you must forgive him. Halacha Zayin. If you see your friend doing something wrong, mitzvah lachzira lemutav, laudio shuchotei al atzmo b'maasav arayim, you explain to him, this is a hint of the derech al tochacha. You don't tell him, how could you do such a terrible thing against the Rabbanu Shel Olam or against Am Yisrael, against your Jewish identity, but you have to say, how could you do such a terrible thing to yourself? You notice, strangely, he quotes the same pasuk again. Why should that be? Net derech agav. Many of my problems here are stylistic. I would not do this with the Ramban, and I would not do it with the Tosfos, because their style is not that terribly important. With the Rambam, every word counts. It's like a Mishnah, because that's the way he wrote the Mishnah Torah. Shenemar hocheach hocheach es misecha. Now, note carefully. Hamolchias eschavero bein bedvarim shebeino leveino bein bedvarim shebeino leveino makom. If you reproach your neighbor, whether it's ben adam lachavero or ben adam lamakom, that he did wrong, sorich lahalchicho beino leveinatzmo. You have to start being molchiach him privately. V'yadabelo benachas uvelashon raka. V'yodio she'ino melo elav tavaso lavia lachayal mahaba. You mean it for his good. Im kibel mimenu mutav, if he accepts, fine. V'emlav yochichenu pam shniyo shlishis. You have to repeat it. V'chein tamid chayav adam lachicho ad shiyakeyav achotei v'yomalo ha'ini shameya. How far do you have to go in reproaching someone? Till he's ready to pick up his hand and slap you across the face. We'll see the Gemara has three different criteria of how far you have to go. But you have to go make such a pest of yourself until you enrage him to the point where he's ready to strike you. Doesn't mean he strikes you, but he's ready to strike you. Actually, yakei v'chotei, whatever the, we'll come back to that. V'chol she'efsha b'yodoy limchois, whoever can protest against an avla, against the chayt, ve'eno molcheh, hu nitfas ba'avon elu, kivan she'efsha lo limchos behem. If you have the opportunity to protest and you do not protest, then Chazal tell you, and that Rambam passes the halacha, you will be caught in the same avon, because that means by your silence you have indicated consent, you are part of the whole web of infamy surrounding this particular chet. Ches, hamalchiach, now again, this is a difficult halacha. Hamalchiach es chavero, if you're a malchiach, chila lo yadaber lo kashos. You should not start by speaking strongly, severely, ach yachlimenu, until you embarrass him. Shenema velosisa olav chet. The meaning of velosisa olav chet, there are different interpretations, the Targum Unkelus, others. The Rambam and the Gemara take velosisa, the Gemara and the Rambam passes it, takes velosisa olav chet to mean you shall not reproach him so severely that you sin against him by causing him deep chagrin or embarrassment. You can be machia to the point where he turns white, to where you call his face changes. Talmud lomar v'lo sisa olav chayt. Mikan, she'asur lo adam es lahachlim es Yisrael v'chosh keim berabim. You cannot embarrass someone, he is certainly not in public. And even though embarrassing someone does not get malchus, it's a very great sin. Chazal said there's no chelik l'olam haba. Therefore, you have to be very careful, I'm translating as I go along, to embarrass anyone publicly, whether it's an important person or not an important person. You mustn't use a name which is insolent, and you must not tell him anything which he is embarrassed by. Now, when is this halacha that you're not allowed to embarrass someone as a result of tochacha? B'dvarim she'ben adam l'chavero. Avo b'divrei shemayim, when it comes to ben adam l'mokim, im lo chazaloi b'seiser, if you tried all the refined techniques, the gentle techniques, and it didn't help, machli minaso barabim, you must embarrass him publicly, umerfasim im cheto, and you have to publish his sin, umecharfim osa b'fonav, insult him, evazin, mekalim noso ashi yachsel mutav, kemo she'asu kol hanaviyim b'Yisrael. This is what the Nevi'im did. And therefore, this is the halacha of tochacha. Where do we learn the halacha of tochacha? From all the Nevi'im, beginning from Moshe down to Ezra and Nehemiah, to Malachi. Misha chata alav chaveiro v'lahachicha. What happens if your friend sins against you and you don't want to reproach him? V'lo ledaber lo klum mipnei shehaya chotei hedyo b'yosa. Look, if a person who is beneath contempt says something wrong to you, you're not going to take him seriously. I mean, you know whom it comes from, and therefore you ignore it. You think he's crazy. And you forgive him in your heart. You don't hate him. Therefore you don't reproach him. That's fine. The Torah was makbid only on hatred. You should not hate anyone in your heart. And the last halacha, halacha yud, is what the Rambam tells us, that when you are a machiach, and you're a machiach, a yosem, or an almona, anyone who is downtrodden, who is who is part of the disadvantage of society, even if wealthy, but personally downtrodden, then you have to be machiach, but you've got to do it with a special sensitivity and delicacy. Such are the words of the Rambam. I have a number of problems. I have problems, as I said before, first of all, with style. Look at halacha Zion and halacha Ches. Halacha Zion, the third line, or the fourth line. Hamochiach es chavero bein bedvarim shebeino leveino bein bedvarim shebeino levein hamakom. Do you recognize this ivra? I don't. What should it be? Shebein adam lechavero bein adam lemakom. This is the way Chazal spoke. This is the signon hamakubal. This is the way of Shas. Or the halacha Ches. Halacha Ches has a similar kind of circumlocution. You have the third line from the end of Halacha Ches, the dvarim sheben adam lachaveiro, doch good. Aval bedivrei, when I ben adam lamakar. The Rambam himself, when he has to make such distinctions, uses them. Look at Hilchas Tshuva, ben adam lachaveiro, ben adam lamakar. Why does the Rambam change his fashion of writing in these halachas? Next, in Halacha Ches, he writes that b'med dvarim, we just read that halacha, b'med dvarim amurim b'dvarim shebein adam l'chavero aval b'divrei shemayim. When it comes to divrei shemayim, if he didn't repent, he didn't change his mind, machli min oso b'rabim, you can embarrass him publicly. So the Rambam is now making a distinction. And it's an important halachic distinction. Ben adam lachavero, you have the halacha of amalden p'nei chavero barabim, en lechelek lalam haba. And when it comes to divrei shemayim, if I catch you in something and I tell you and you don't listen to me, not only am I allowed to be malden p'nei chavero, it's a mitzvah to be malden p'nei chavero. How does Rambam know this? I have not been able to find any source. I was put on my guard when the Kesef Mishnah said to Poshetu. If it's Poshet, I get worried. Because if a Kesef Mishnah found the source, he would have said, as he often does, in one line, whether Basra, Makis, wherever it is, he says Poshetu. That means he agrees with the Rambam Svara. But you know, the Rambam never wrote Svaras. Because when he wrote a Svara, he said Yirali. When the Rambam passed in the Halacha, he had a Makar. How he treated that Makar, that's the genius of the Rambam. But the Rambam never invented things without telling you Yirali, this is my opinion. I have no idea how the Rambam knows that there is a distinction between ben adam lachavero and ben adam lamakom. And look what he's doing here. He's giving you a heta for being malbim p'nei chavero barabim, which means he is pushing aside the issa of leisisa alav chet, and maybe leisamet adam reyacha, kama v'chama yisurim in the Torah, about halbonas p'nei chavero. Where does he get the right to do this? How does he know? So the answer would seem that the Rambam says, they say, Kamo she'asu kol ha'neviim b'Yisrael. The Neviim did this, right? The Neviim, they did not spare their criticism. They were harsher than we are in the pulpit. They were even harsher sometimes. No, I wouldn't say that. The plakat in Yerushalayim. Mm-hmm. It's really not a dimion. It's the havdol alef alfei havdolos. The Neviim criticized Am Yisrael. But are you satisfied that that is a makar for this distinction? That when it comes to ben adam lachavero, you cannot criticize ad shemachli menoisei. When it comes to ben adam lamaka, and you can. But they should also come to the Vim. Of course. Not two. They were especially mechiyach and ben adam lachavero. Other than Avodah Zarah, the major chatoim they criticized, they reproached us for, rebuked Am Yisrael, were ben adam lachavero. Read Yeshayo, read Yirmiyo, read any of the Nevi'im. I mean, if you had to make a quantitative evaluation, I would assume there's much more ben adam lachavero than ben adam lamakar. So how can the Rambam point at k'moshe osu nevi'im ha'nevi'im b'Yisrael, k'moshe osu kol ha'nevi'im b'Yisrael, when on the contrary, if anything, this points either that there is no distinction, or if there is a distinction, it's the other direction. So how can the Rambam say from the Nevi'im we learn that when it comes to ben adam lamakar as opposed to ben adam lachavero, you are allowed to be machlim, indeed you must be machlim? Then halacha Tes, which says that if you really don't mind too much, and it's midas chasidus to forgive your friend and not be machiach, seems to be out of place. following upon Kol HaNaviim B'Yisrael, it really belongs after Halacha Vav, where it speaks Kishayechta Ish L'Chaveiro. It simply is not in the right place. Moreover, turn back please to Halacha Ches. I'm getting hung up here on one word, and I'll tell you which word it is. It's not my kasha. I'm going to point out in a minute who it is. Rambam says, "Hamarchiach es chaveray tchila leyedaba leykoshes achiyachli menu." Right in the beginning, you have to speak softly. Bamed dvarim amurim bedadam lachaveru. Aba divrei shemayim im lachazalo b'seiser. But when it comes to bedadam lamakom, if he did not change his mind from the private reproach, machlimen asay barabim. The makar for this is really the Baraisa in the Gemara. The Gemara, unfortunately, was decapitated. If you'll take a look, this is Erchen. In the Lamdisha group, we call it Erchen, otherwise I say Arachin. And Dav Tes Zayin Amid Beis. This is Tes Zayin Amid Beis. If you look, two lines before the Gemara broadens, towards the top. The Gemara says, Minayin l'ra b'chaveira dovim meguna shechayiv l'huchicha. How do you know if you see your friend doing something that's ugly, that you have to reproach him? Shenemar hocheach tochiach velo hochicha velo kibel. If what happens if you rebuked him and he did not accept, minayin sheyachsa v'yichicheno, that you have to keep on rebuking him. Tamad lomar tochiach mikol makon. You have to keep on doing it anyway. Yochel afilu mishtanim panav. Even you can be machiach even until you cause him such grievous embarrassment that he turns pale, that his face changes. Tamad lomar. Therefore, the Torah says, "Lo sisa alav chet." You shall not bear a sin because of him. You shall not sin against him in that personal sense. Now, the Lecha Mishnah Alasar, our Lecha Mishnah here, asks the following question: this halacha of Misha Machiach, Hamachiach Haschavero Tchilu Leidaber LaKoshes, is speaking in what case? But Adam LaChavero, but Adam LaMakam. According to the Rambam. No, what is he speaking about? He himself says it. Is he speaking of Ben Adam L'Makam? No. He says later on, Bamed Dvarim Amurim. When is it talking about? Ben Adam L'Chaveira, right? Aval Divrei Shemayim. You're allowed to go Lidei Hachlama. So it's not speaking about Divrei Ben Adam L'Makam. It's speaking about Ben Adam L'Chaveira. So if it's Ben Adam L'Chaveira, what is that word tchila doing there? Tchila means in the beginning, you must speak softly. Master Mashmois, that in the end, if it doesn't work, you can be machlim. But no, he himself said you can't be machlim. And this is more than a matter of style. So the Rambam, therefore, in the same halacha, seems to contradict himself. He couldn't be speaking about Divrei Shemayim because he just said, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. But Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, why Tchila? You can only be Medaber Rakos. You have consistent halacha of speaking only sensitively and delicately. You may not be Machlan that person. It doesn't make sense. So the Lecha Mishnah says that he saw someone who answers, and the same answer is given by the Shaar Ephraim, Isamachay, that the difference is this, that if it's a ben adam l'chavero and your toichocha doesn't help, you're allowed to be machlim, but only b'seiser, not b'rabim. You can get after him and harass him for being unkind or unjust to you, but only privately. But if he is guilty ben adam l'mokim, then mefarsim in chetoy b'rabim, then I can embarrass him even in public. Now that's a fine answer. Except that the question is, how do you know? I mean, we're not looking for svaras. We're looking for something substantial. What grounds? There is no makar for such a distinction. To allow hachloma privately with ben adam l'chaveiro and not to allow it ben adam l'makar. Therefore, the Lecha Mishnah remains with a tzorach iyun, which means he can't answer the question. It would be bold of me to say that I'm trying to answer it, but I'm going to take my chance at it. When I learned through these four or five halachas of the Rambam, I must tell you I was troubled. Somehow, it didn't hang together well because of these difficulties that I pointed out. But I believe I can suggest the key to understanding the Rambam Anocheach Tachiach. Let me say that as an introduction, Hecheach Tachiach really is part of two different mitzvahs. And it's not a, this is not a Shnei Dinim. I'm not giving Brisket Torah. I don't mean to say make here a fine distinction in one thing and two different approaches. I'm saying two different mitzvahs, literally two different mitzvahs. What does the Pasuk say in Kedoshim? The Pasuk is a Pasuk divided into three parts. Loisisna es achicha bilavavecha. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. Kama. Tocheach tochiach es amisecha. Reproach your friend. Kama. Velosisa alav chait. You shall not bear a sin, which means, which we interpret, do not embarrass him, do not cause him deep chagrin. Now, these three chalakim, loisisna es achicha bilavavecha, achicha tochiach es amisecha, loisisa alav chait, serve two mitzvahs. Because the way you read the pasuk is mitzvah aleph is first and second part, mitzvah beis is second and third part. And let me demonstrate how I think the chachamim read this. The first mitzvah is loisisna es achicha bilavavecha. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. And the Torah gives you advice how to exorcise that hate. How to get rid of that hate. Look, you can well, for instance, when the Torah says v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, so many of the Rishonim ask, how can you command love? Love is not given to command. Anyone who had a teenage daughter who wanted her to go out with somebody knows you cannot command love. You can't command love. So I have the same question. Can you command not to hate? If you've reached that level of anguish that you're hating, you can't really command that sort of thing. Either you hate or you don't hate. So the Torah gives us a method. If you want not to have hate percolate in your heart, then talk it out. Wouldn't you just close it? Then you call your friend and say to him, as the Rambam says, Loma asisa li kach v'kach, Loma chatasa li b'davar ploni. Then that catharsis, hacheach tochiach, is a catharsis. It is not important in itself. It is an adjunct to loisisna. How can you effect loisisna in a psychologically valid manner? Because if you allow it to stew within, it is destructive, it is not right, it's immoral, it's an avera. But if you talk it out, then you get rid, it's a catharsis, you get rid of the hatred, and you will correct the problem between you and your friend. The second mitzvah begins with Echeach Techeach, and that is the Ikka mitzvah. The first mitzvah, the main thing is, Leisisna, Echeach Techeach was a tnai. Not a tnai, but a method for achieving it. The second halacha is halacha of Echeach Techeach, that's the Ikka halacha. You have to rebuke someone who's doing the wrong thing. But the Torah as a tnai. You may rebuke him, you must rebuke him, but don't forget, Leisisna alav chait. Criticizing must never be a disguise for tzicha. I've often known people, when people say to me, I want to be perfectly frank with you, I cringe, because I know what that means. That means I'm casting aside all inhibitions. You want me to be honest, don't you? And therefore, I'm going to proceed to a psychological mugging. So the Torah says to us, but never go as far as actually hurting a person to that extent. Whether Leisisa Alav Chait can stand on its own grounds is not me'in yoneinu. So therefore, we have two mitzvahs. One is Leisisna, and the second mitzvah is the mitzvah of Echeach Techiach. Now, the first mitzvah is the one that the Rambam discusses in Halacha Hey and Halacha Vav.